Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome to Bustin' Balls. I'm Pat Caputo along with the webmaster extraordinaire. I call him the man. I think he's a legend, too. That's Evan Jenkins. And we're talking about college basketball today, or what it used to be compared to what it is, which in terms of developing players for the NBA and top-end players has become a little bit suspect. And I hate to use the word joke, Evan. I know that's sarcastic and people use it. But I want to point this out because very few people, that are outside of the basketball realm, and you're in that, okay? So you're one of the people that's in that. But outside the basketball realm, have no idea. None. Zero. It's complete opposite of last year with Victor Wembanyama in a few years past, who the presumptive number one pick is in the NBA draft. I mean, it's amazing. And you know who it is right now?
Is it that Alex Sarr still, the kid from France?
No. Well, he's in the running for it, but he's probably number two. But somebody has emerged as the number one guy. And it may change in a couple weeks, but he's taken off in France. It's a shooting forward, combo forward named Zachary Riache.
Pat, it's so confusing to me.
Zachary Riache. Now, honest to God, that's who the number one presumptive pick is right now. Now, he's pretty good, Evan. He is. I mean, he's like 17, 18 years old and playing real well in the big league over in France and all that. He watches the highlights of him. You say, yeah, he's pretty good. But it's not like it has been in the past, and there are no college guys. None. I mean, the college guys, and this is what we want to talk about because you and I are big college hoops fans. So I don't know if it affects us. You're watching Michigan State lose to Iowa or whatever, no matter what. And I'm geeking out watching, Houston playing Texas Tech or whoever they're playing with their big games now that they're in the Big 12. And Big 12 is interesting to watch. But we're located in Detroit with the Big Ten. There are no Big Ten real pro prospects. I mean, you can talk about Zach Endy, but really, man, what's he going to be like in the NBA? The guy's got feet that are hammered into cement. And if I just don't see it. And the other players in the Big Ten, no Purdue players, whatever.
Maybe Terrence Shannon has a legit chance to be like a later first round pick in the NBA. But he has character issues. We don't even know if he'll get to the NBA because he has a trial coming up after the season. Like Zach Edey, you talk about. I mean, he's going to be Luka Garza all over again. But Luka Garza could at least extend the floor a little bit. So Edey, I think he has a spot in the NBA, but not a spot that's going to play more than 10 minutes a game.
Well, he's being projected as a mid-first rounder. And to me, you know, right on the borderline of a lottery pick. But to me, that's a bit of a stretch. But these are the top college basketball players in terms of the NBA in the draft. Rob Dillingham from Kentucky.
Yeah, I kind of like DJ Wagner more than him.
Right, DJ Wagner's been out, and Dillingham has gotten a chance to play point guard. Now, he's a nice player, all right? He gets, you know, 14 points a game. There are times when his shot is really good, but he's six. He was listed at 6'1 coming out of high school. Now they list him at 6'3, and he's skinny. I mean, I just don't see that projecting to the pros. And being what they possibly want. Now, the best college player, I think, for an NBA prospect is Cody Williams. All right. Now, if you ask your average fan, Cody Williams, oh, is that a tackle from Alabama? Is he going to go whatever? No, he's a 6'8 stretch forward, power, you know, 6'8, good, real good shooter and all that. He's got a good skill set. You know, he's athletic. You know, but not like Jonathan Mobley, not like Paolo Banchero, not like Chet Holmgren, not like Anthony Edwards, not like Cade Cunningham, who we talked about, you know, a lot, these players in recent years. Jalen Suggs, Jalen Green. But Jalen Green, of course, was a G League player. Cody Williams, in my opinion, is the best. Some people say, well, could he be a number one overall pick? There's no way that's going to happen. The kid from France is better than he is. Both those kids, although Sar is playing in Australia right now.
That's
so those are the, you know, the also I know you're real big on Jacoby Walter. I know you saw him play against Michigan State and you think he's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
That's the kid from Baylor, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
I think the NBA is partial to blame for this with the creation of the G League and the Ignite and all of that stuff that they have going on, where they're enticing these kids to have NBA tutelage and then, you know, play in this Rising Stars game and all of that, and they never even have to go to school. So some of these kids, like Jalen Green, who you mentioned, or the Thompson brothers, who one of them's on the Pistons right now, the other's with the Rockets, that you can bypass the whole Cardell Jones playing school thing and go straight to basketball. And the NBA's partial to blame. But at the same time, the NBA won't let a kid that's under 19 go into the NBA draft. So it's like you're helping kids out, but at the same time, you're not really letting them hit their potential where they could be. I mean, yes, for every Kevin Garnett, there's a Jonathan Bender who doesn't end up translating to the NBA from high school, and I understand that. But the days of having, like, even Chet Holmgren, who played at Gonzaga a couple years ago, right. I don't think he would go to college in today's day.
No,
I think
he would not
go to the G League type deal. And I think that's the biggest thing that has deterred the stars from going to the biggest schools in the nation. I think the ability of a big man not actually being able to play as a big man that you and I know, having your back to the basket, that doesn't have a spot in the NBA anymore. So a player like Hunter Dickinson, who is one of the top players in the nation, goes to Kansas. He might win a national title there, but he has zero NBA future. So it's like, college basketball has become the best of the rest, and that's what's sad to me as a college basketball fan.
I agree.
Like I'm watching LSU and Kentucky on a Wednesday night, and it's like, you know, a couple of the Kentucky players, but there's no guy that these national platforms are pushing right now in college basketball, and I think that's a big problem too.
Well, what it is right now is it's like people will get interested when it's time for the NCAA tournament, which is coming up. You got the conference tournaments now because everybody's in a betting pool. And I think the sad part about it is that everything's about March Madness, which I love. Everybody loves, especially that first day or Final Four Saturday
awesome.
Or whatever. It's awesome. But, you know, I love it from watching it going back to like when it first came out of ESPN in the Big East.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Became something, you know. Yeah. And it was a big deal to watch night after night. And you know, the Big Ten had star power in it. You know, you'd go watch a Big Ten game and it would do something. And the one and done thing is just not working. It's just not working. And what the NBA needs to do is not have just 4 years on that first contract, make it five, and then expand the G League to where it's a genuine minor league. All right, so you can put a kid in there. You already drafted him. You've got him under control. They do it in baseball. They do it in hockey, you know, and let him play. Or do it like they do in hockey, where let him play college basketball for a couple years. Then the team and the players come together. Now, you throw what we've been talking about, which has been going on for years right here, with NIL, and you throw it in there with the transfer portal, and it's just totally out of control. Every time you watch a game and you see a player, he's some of these kids are on their third or fourth programs. Yeah. All right? And it's, you know, in football, it's like that with the quarterbacks a lot, right? But it's like that with all the basketball players that, you know, you seem to run into. And I'm not trying to go old school on things. Magic was ready to come out. Bird stayed the whole time from back in the day. But, you know, look at Steph Curry, how he benefited from going to Davidson for 3 years.
Yeah.
He was like this Dillingham kid coming out of high school, you know, thin, you know, and all that. But Dillingham going into the NBA, man, that's a friggin' joke. You watch that LSU-Kentucky game. I watched some of it. You weren't thinking, hey, I'm looking at the top college player going into the NBA draft, and you were watching Dillingham. With all due respect to the kid, you know, you don't see that when you watch these other players that are around the country. I mean, Kyle Filipowski from Duke is a nice player. He's being projected to go in the top 10. But come on, how, you know, I mean, really, is he going to step into the NBA and be like what a top 10 pick would supposedly be? So you got guys like.
He's a 7-footer that can step out a little bit, but his NBA future relies on his defense and being athletic. And athleticism isn't something that he was blessed with growing up. He was blessed with size. And it's funny that you mentioned Steph Curry, because the story about him with Davidson, too, even after he started getting his national shine, he was asked, like, why didn't you ever transfer to a bigger school? He said, they didn't want me then. They're not getting me now. And that's something I can appreciate, but nowadays, if there's a kid that, like, let's just say in our backyard at Western Michigan, if he's scoring 20 points a night, the next year he's playing at a major D1 team. Yeah, he's not going to stay.
He's gone. Yeah. He's gone. And, you know, Steph Curry, man, his father was an NBA player. He stayed 3 years. He was really, really good his a sophomore year, but he stayed 3 years and came back. And, you know, he was the 7th overall pick in the draft. And as a 3-star recruit, he was just a 3-star recruit. So, and these kids that are, you know, you look at the league right now, I just wrote a column about it, Luka Doncic and the Joker, Nikola Jokic, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Joel Embiid. They're all Giannis. International guys.
Yeah.
Giannis Antetokounmpo. Got the four leading scorers in the league are international players. And Embiid played 1 year at Kansas and Alexander 1 year at Kentucky. So, you know, I mean, it's the college basketball is really, and it's not the coach's fault, you know, but it's hard. I mean, for you and I don't like to complain about stuff like that. It's like, well, you like what you like. If somebody doesn't like college basketball or anything, well, Michigan and Michigan State largely play unknown in our area. They largely do. How often do we talk about them on our station? We used to talk about them quite a bit. Now it's like if they make a tournament run, maybe they'll start getting mentioned if they get to the Elite Eight. And then, you know, it's ridiculous. And then when you look at what's like mid-major teams like Oakland. Oakland's having a real good year this year. Nobody cares. Nobody's talked about it. They actually deserve some attention. They got a pretty good team. And how can U of D be like 1-27 or 28 or whatever the hell they are? They finally won a game, and there's not one newspaper article written about it. There's not one, you know, nobody's talked about it. And that's the program that has gotten into the NCAA tournament, and that not far past. And, you know, has, you know, some of the great players that have played in the NBA, like Hall of Fame types. So what's going on? I mean,
well, I think with Oakland, your biggest problem is that the same coach has been there my entire life. And there was a story actually the other day written about them about how they haven't made the tournament in 13 years. And this just might be the year. And I'm like, well, that's a big problem that you can go for 13 years not succeeding at what you do. And then trying to be relevant 13 years later. And it's just that kind of stuff. And I know what I'm going to be told. Well, people don't care and blah, blah. Well, they might if you start winning. Because I remember, this is going to date myself, but back in 2000 or 2001, when Oakland made that tournament and they won a play-in game. And yes, they had to go face a juggernaut in UNC. But that was exciting back then.
Yeah. Well, the thing with Oakland, it's another problem with mid-major basketball. Oakland, Greg Campy, I know you and I disagree on Greg Campy. He's like the longest tenured coach in basketball. And for those of you, you know, watching around, he's been there since he's 28. He's like 68 now. So he, you know, has done things with smoke and mirrors because he got like a nice little arena. But his office literally is the size of, you know, our studio is bigger than his office. All right, the studio we do our shows is bigger, and he's got uniforms in the back when you sit there and talk to him at his desk. And he's come in and done his, like, halftime speech with his team, and the soccer team will be coming off the field after a game and will start yelling as they're walking through, not realizing, because he shares the locker with all the other sports. All right, so, and conversely, Wayne State's got this beautiful new gym that the Pistons redesigned for the Motor City Crews, a beautiful baseball field. Oakland's baseball field, for some reason, they decided to build it in a gully. And 1 year, they only played five games at home. So it's Division I in name only, really.
Sure. And I think NIL is going to screw that up, though, Pat, because they can't afford a good player, and any player that, like, let's say it was a fringe player, like when Kay Felder went to Oakland, right?
Well, that Kay Felder would have been gone. Kay Felder was a third-team AP All-American.
Yeah.
And he would have been a preseason first-team All-American, and he took, like, as a fifth, last pick of the draft, I think it was, or close by Cleveland, you know, to bypass it for $3 or $4 million. So yeah. NIL might have helped Oakland, or he would have gone somewhere else, you know, to possibly do it. But it's just a constant change. Like, their roster changes every year. I mean, it's
ridiculous. And that's the thing. You can't see a kid come in as a freshman and expect to be a fan of that person for the next 2 to 3 years, because now they might be gone the next year. You know what I mean? They could go pro. They could choose to go to the G League. They could, all these different options are there for them. And it's really watered down college basketball. I mean, like, UConn right now is the clear favorite going into the tournament. And they have a lot of bigs, and they have some guys that can score. But nobody's a household name. And the number one team in the nation, I would say, needs to have a household name, right?
Well, you knew who Shabazz Napier was, right?
Absolutely. Or Kemba Walker. Knew
Kemba Walker when they won their championships. You go back to the other ones, you know, it's back
Khalid Al-Amin.
Yeah, Richard Hamilton.
Yeah.
You know, when they won their first one under Calhoun. I think it was their first one under Calhoun. They always had somebody that you would talk about and discuss. But now it's nothing. Matter of fact, the biggest name in college basketball is actually Caitlin Clark.
I agree with that. 100%.
Without question. She's more famous than any. She's on commercials with Jake from Steak Farm.
It's awesome.
I mean, that's not a sign you've arrived. You know what is. But anyway, enjoyed the conversation.
She's exciting, though, Pat. She's exciting.
Yeah. And, you know, she's amazing, actually.
Yeah, she is.
Anyway, enjoyed the conversation, Evan, like always. Don't forget to like us on the Apple iTunes Store and subscribe. And subscribe on the Google Play Store and like us. And comment, whatever you want. Odyssey.com, you can get this podcast. And just check it out. It's about drafts, it's about prospects, and it's about the future. We get a little more nuance, we get into the weeds a little more, and hopefully we pull the weeds out so everything's nice and clear for you when it comes down to, because there's so much misinformation on certain things that go with the draft prospects in the future for people. It becomes amateur day in the media. So I go a lot deeper than that. And Evan, he's my sidekick, and he's good on basketball. But just wait till we do a hockey one. And he asks a lot of questions. But anyway, till next time, we'll see you.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bathroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.